Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are, and now the end of the second week. This will be aired on the second week of May, Monday. This is Monday the 6th, May 6th.
And you're about a week out from going to France, right?
We are, yeah.
A little over a week.
We'll be, after this airs, we'll be headed over to France, and we have a retreat over there in the Mediterranean, and it's going to be on intercessory prayer, and so we'll have a fun time. I'm putting all the details together with the place there, and we got to put food and trips and all this stuff. We have a pretty fun time when we go.
That's amazing. Together. Yes, we will miss it this year. Next year, we'll have to make sure we jump in on whatever the fun is.
Yeah. And so we've been talking about hearing God's voice and some practical issues of, particularly when we're involving other people, one of the, you know, it says to test the spirit, God said, let me lead you to truth versus error.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we think about that, let's define it. What, as he uses those words,
mm-hmm.
what is his heart toward us to make sure that we're in the truth and not in error? What is God trying to do? What's he trying to do with us?
He wants to lead us to what his plan is, his best, you know, and so he doesn't want us listening or hearing things that are going to take us off that track.
Yeah. Truth is the path of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will guide you into truth. This is John 16:13. The Spirit will guide you into truth, all truth. And out of that, you'll discover my will. It's always based on the truth. And by the way, never mm-hmm. be afraid of the truth. So that as people can challenge or say some things, my response is I'll take it. I don't necessarily agree yet,
mm-hmm.
But I'll take it. And I'll just say, well, Father, are you trying to say something to me?
Right.
And that's okay. And by the way, they could be completely off. And God will say, no, that's not of me.
Mm-hmm.
No, this isn't the path. No, you know what they're saying, and I don't even worry about that. Or, yeah, there is something here that I want you to pursue more. And see, from my perspective, it's like, well, why would I care?
Right.
Because why? Well, God's going to confirm it. And see, mm-hmm. this is what we're trying to say about hearing God's voice, is he absolutely will have you know that you know that you know if you have a heart to go.
Right.
That this is my will, and this is the step, and it's the truth. It's not error. You're not moving away from truth. You're not moving away from things, but you're moving with me. And he said, "Let me help you get to the place of truth and error." And think of error as being false,
mm-hmm.
and moving away from truth,
and taking you off of God's path, right?
Off of God's path, so that. He says, I've got to help you understand that so that you always are walking with me on the path and don't get diverted
mm-hmm.
into what you think is a good idea.
Right.
And then it leads you away from me and it leads you away from my truth and how that works. You know, like, for example, people can get caught up in what we call law.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, the Bible says, and I got to make sure everybody follows that law. And they became hard-hearted about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any joy in their life, and they're trying to get everybody to conform, you know, to this thing. And this could happen at a small group level, can happen at a family level, even at a church level. So You know, we've talked on End Times Friday about rapture, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And there's churches and groups that say, if you don't believe it's pre-trib rapture, then you can't be part of my group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so by definition, I would say, well, you're walking in error. Because I said, even if you believe it to be true, I said,
right.
I said, which is okay. Number, there's two things. One, scripture doesn't make it absolute.
Right.
So.
And so for you to make it absolute is going against scripture.
Yeah. And you're walking in error. So I think you ought to reconsider that. But I said, even if that's what you think, that's okay. I said, God tells us we don't have a right to judge other people,
mm-hmm.
and put a line in the sand of, unless you do what I want you to do, you can't cross into my group.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, no, it's about heart. It's not about that. You know, don't let law drive you. He said, matter of fact, he says in 2 Corinthians 3, if you process the Christian life as law, it'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I do want you to stay on the path of truth and not drift into error. And this is cool. He says, guess what? If you have a heart to go with me, I'll let you know.
Mm.
I will absolutely let you know. And you don't have to fret about it.
Right.
And it comes across in a variety of ways. But there's one interesting thing. And he actually says this right before this section in 1 John 4. And he actually says something in verse John 3. So read verse John 3, 18 through 23.
All right. 18 to 23. My little children, let us not love in word or tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this, we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment.
Yeah. And then he goes on and says, test the spirits and I'll separate, mm-hmm. you know, false from truth. And he says, so he said the key is to stay in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and this is really cool. He says, you'll know it because it'll be resident in your, and he uses the word heart there.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the word heart is the word for soul. The essence of who we are. It's our seat of our emotion, our will, our intellect, our personality. Everything comes together in that place. And he says, because the Holy Spirit is resident in you and interacting with your soul, his job is to confirm truth or not.
So good.
And he said it happens, you know, inside.
Right.
So it's what we refer to, and you said the word last time, a checking of your spirit,
mm-hmm.
A uncomfortableness, a what we call troubling.
Mm-hmm.
And his job is to do that so that he says, let that process operate.
Mm-hmm.
And trust that it's operating. Now, and this is interesting because we both can do it, but we can take it too far. So the two problems we have with it is the spirit is checking you.
Right.
And troubling you. And it's purposeful to make you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a feeling, and it is something that you can resonate with because you've lost a sense of peace. You've lost a sense of confirmation. And you just say, I'm not sure, but I don't feel good about this. Really, that's
right.
Usually what we say. He said, pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the problems we have with it is we'll get a checking and we'll overrule it.
Mm.
Well, yeah, but logically I should do this.
Right.
And I'm not going to pay attention to this checking because it doesn't fit with my logic. And it seems to me maybe I'm just being too fearful, or this is a problem I've got. I got to overcome it by just doing something. Mm-hmm. And God says, no, pay attention. That's what he does.
So that, can you differentiate a little bit, help people to flesh out the difference between when the enemy plants fear,
yeah,
which can be a real thing too, the spirit of fear coming in, and when the spirit gives us a checking in the spirit.
Okay.
Because I think I see people struggle with that a lot, trying to determine if that is fear. And you just really phrased it. You just teed that up perfectly, yeah, to talk about this. So,
yeah. Okay. So, you have a position where you're wondering is, I don't feel comfortable about this.
Right.
And then we're trying to say, is that just the enemy making me feel uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being fearful and not trusting?
And
I better get this straight. Or is it God? And I wonder. And see, God says, look, it's way simpler than you're making it.
Mm-hmm.
He says this. You feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, is that true?
Right.
And my answer is yes. I feel uncomfortable. He said, okay. What if I'm going to take you down my path, what does he have to do?
He has to bring you to a place where you're, you know, ready your heart to take that step, right?
Yeah, where you're not uncomfortable.
Yeah, where you're trusting
where
what he's saying.
Where I'm like, yep, I got confirmation. Yep. So he says, don't try to distinguish it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You feel uncomfortable. He said, I want you to understand something. Since you feel uncomfortable,
mm-hmm,
don't act.
Mm.
Don't move forward. Because I got to show you something about it, and I will. And who cares, so to speak,
right,
if it's from the inner ear, if it's from me. He said, and this is a whole beautiful thing about checking your heart is, are you confirmed? Are you at peace? No, mm-hmm, I'm uncomfortable. Okay, let's go find out. And he says, let's walk together. If it's the enemy,
mm-hmm,
because you have a fear that he's triggering something from your past, for example.
Right.
And it triggers your reaction of fear that isn't of God.
Mm-hmm.
It said, I'll let you know that.
Yeah.
I'll show you that. And the way to do it is, and this is why he talks about unity and the body and your inner circle, your spouse would be go talk about the why I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, you're looking at something, doing something, and you'll just make a statement, because I'll ask people, I said, how do you feel about this? And they'll say, I feel uncomfortable about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me why. Talk to
right
me. Well, because, you know, and they process it. I said, okay, I listened to what you had to say. I do say one thing. Are you neutral?
Mm-hmm.
Neutral is I'm willing to let God show me.
Right.
Is this a fear of the flesh? Is this the fear of the enemy? Or is this you?
Right.
And you're purposely doing this to say, no, I got to divert you to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you trust it. And you don't try to say, I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out. Interesting enough, he says, nope. Why don't you just let me show you?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you let me show? We'll talk about it.
Right.
And express it because other persons can listen,
mm-hmm,
and say, gosh, it seems to me that this is triggering something in you that you need to process. And what's your biggest fear about it? Well, it's this. Well, then let's go do some ask, seeking, and knocking.
Right.
And let God reveal to you. Because if it's of God, he'll overcome that, say.
Mm-hmm.
He'll prove it to you that, no, you can be okay with this.
Right.
Don't let this pattern drive you. Yeah, this is from the enemy, or yeah, it is of the flesh. Or actually, I purposely am troubling you.
Mm-hmm.
But so what? Let's go.
Right.
Okay, now, and look at it this way. We don't want to focus on the trouble.
Right.
What do we want?
We want God's will. Yeah. We want his best. Yeah.
I would like to know God's will. And he says, I use all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's from the enemy, well, I probably will use this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bringing it out to say, you still got a wound in your soul
mm-hmm.
that is driving this. And you know what? How about if we start healing that?
Right.
You
because
know
even that fear, even when it's placed in from the enemy there, he's able to place it because there is some wound that he knows he can trigger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so just even that happening is this invitation, if we'll stay in the conversation with God, for him to come in and heal that wound. So the enemy can't even go there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, it's that's what the truth is all about, is that, you know, I had a guy where I was in helping with, and he was sharing with me, you know, he was trying to make some decisions and he had some people around him. And he said that, you know, what they said bothered me and I reacted and I felt bad and I felt, well, maybe I should just do what they want. And I felt uncomfortable, but I definitely overreacted and I got kind mm-hmm. of mad at him. And I said, okay, talk to me about that. And so he's talking about, he said, I have a pattern of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He even said it. I have a pattern
yeah.
of doing that, is that when people disagree, I do want God's will.
Right.
But when they disagree, I tend to overreact. If they don't agree with me, I tend to push back.
Mm-hmm.
But then I recognize, you know, how foolish am I? And now I feel guilty about what I'm doing. And mm-hmm. I don't know what to do next. And I said, okay, stop a second. You said something kind of significant. It's a pattern.
Right.
You got a wound in your soul, and God doesn't want to deal with a Band-Aid.
Right.
I'd like to get in and do some surgery here and get it cleaned up. Are you willing? You know, let's forget about the disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you know what?
There's more going on here.
God's calling you to go get this healed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's way more important at the moment than this other thing you're worried about in terms of, we'll get back to it.
Right.
But God just brought it out. And you recognize, yeah, this is a wound of the past. This is a process of the enemy. This is a triggering of the enemy. And God says, I know. Let me heal it now. But you're going to have to spend time with me on that.
Right.
To process it. And see, and all he had to do was admit the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of true. Okay. God says, great, let's go. Let me heal you.
Yeah.
And he said, this other decision you're worried about, don't worry about it right now. Okay. So see the question is, don't try to determine, is it of the enemy? Is it of God? Is it whatever? Just go to the simplicity of it. I don't feel good about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got to process it.
Right.
And walk together.
And don't shut down the conversation right there. And that's what I think I see so many people do, is they hit that fear or checking with the spirit, whichever it is. But in both cases, they simply shut it down rather than going into conversation to ask God, what about now? And to work through whatever that is, right?
Yeah. Or to assume probably it's the enemy, probably it's me, and I have to go fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, no.
Right.
First of all, he said, you don't even know yet fully what this is. This could mm-hmm. be me. This could be me troubling you.
Right.
Purposely. Or it could be the enemy's trying to cause you to be diverted from my will, to cause you to act and react. You know, and like, for example, you know, think of Peter. This is in Matthew 16. Who does everybody say I am? You're John the Baptist, you're Jeremiah, you know, you're Elijah. And who do you say I am? Well, you're mm-hmm. the, Peter says, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
Right.
Peter, you know, this, you didn't get this logically. The God the Father through the Holy Spirit revealed this to you. You received it upon this church, upon what you just did, your ability
yeah.
to hear God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to build my church and you're going to have power with it. And he said, hey, by the way, I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be beaten. and I'm going to die on the cross, but I am going to rise again.
Right.
And Peter says, I'll never let that happen to you. And it says in the scripture, he rebuked Jesus.
Right.
It's a really strong word. It's right. I'm coming against you, and I'm telling you to stop talking that way and don't ever say that again. And mm-hmm. Jesus, stop it, because I'll never let that happen, and you should stop thinking that way. And what did Jesus say?
Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah. He said, get behind me, Satan, because you don't have the things of God in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing what you believe is the right thing,
right,
which isn't of God. Why? Well, because I'm going to have you understand something, is you got to test the spirit and the understanding mm-hmm. of it. And he said, now, Peter, look, it's not that you have a thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you stand up for me.
Right.
He said, the mistake you're making is with that trouble,
mm-hmm.
you missed an important point. You forgot to ask me.
Mm.
You decided on your own.
Right.
Your answer. With the troubling that you were having, I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's okay that you felt that way. It's okay that you struggle that way. But with that troubling, instead of you trying to figure it out, I want you to come to me and say, could you help me understand this? I feel uncomfortable that what you're saying doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah. And I love the relatability of Peter in that, because, I mean, I think, at least personally, you know, we can in one moment hear God so clearly and really have sought his will and be following and listening. And then the very next moment, without even thinking about it, something arises and we just go on our own and decide to do it our own way.
Right.
You know, and we can do it just like that, just like Peter did. And so it's such a relatable lesson to pay attention
yeah,
to, right?
It really is. So the answer, as you're troubled, is that just take it simple. Okay, I don't feel good about this. So by mm-hmm. definition, I'm not going to go act on it yet.
Right.
Because I'd feel troubled about it. What I have to do is walk with God and then bring other people around me
mm-hmm.
and process it. Because you do want to know, and God will let you know, your fear, your lack of willing to go forward is a fleshly thing, or it's a enemy thing, or it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we want? We want to get to God's will.
Right.
And he says, I'll guide you into the truth of that, so you'll know is if it's of the enemy or if it's of the flesh, I'm going to have to help you deal with that. And one of the great questions, and we've said this before, but it helps you, is, are you neutral?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not neutral, it's automatically of the flesh, because you haven't yet come to a point where you're willing to hear what God has to say.
Right.
So
let's clarify there too. I know we talk about this all the time, but in that neutral, that doesn't mean you don't care.
No.
And I think that's important, because a lot of times people think, well, that means I need to just completely be neutral and not have any passion about it. No, it's that you care more about what God has to say than what you're feeling, thinking, believing in it. And so you're willing to go seek what God has to say. That's the neutrality, is I'm willing to hear what God has to say and to follow what he has to say. Not that I don't care about what my own thoughts and appeal and feelings are on it.
No, and that's how you process. So think of it simple. You come to a fork in the road. You say, my desire, my preference would be to go right.
Mm-hmm.
That to me looks better to me. But before you go right,
mm-hmm.
he said, stand at that crossroad and say, are you willing to say, God might say, go left,
mm-hmm.
even though your preference is right. He said, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. You got a preference. And we're going to pursue that, and I'm going to use that
mm-hmm.
to guide you. But before you go, get confirmation from me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cool. I'm at the fork. My preference is right.
Mm-hmm.
I may start to go right.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit troubles you.
Right.
Nope. and this is what's happened to me, is that
such a gift, right?
and it's actually a conversation, because I get this uncomfortableness. And by the way, you start to practice it and you start to mm-hmm. learn it, because you begin to trust it more and more and more. Like, I feel uncomfortable. And what what I hear, because the way he talks to me, Rich, if I was you, I wouldn't go down that path right now.
Right.
I started with, I'm uncomfortable. Okay, what's up? And then he says, if I was you, it's not like I'm going to force you.
Mm-hmm.
He just says, it's a choice you had to make. But if I was you, I wouldn't take that step down that path. It may be the right step, but maybe right now it's not. If mm-hmm. I was you, don't take that step.
Right.
Why? Well, because I was going to or wanted to. And he troubled me. He checked me. He gave me an uncomfortableness that you begin to pay attention to. By the way, you pay it an attention in a big way with your spouse,
mm-hmm.
who says, I don't even know why I feel this way, but I don't feel good about this. And I used to overrule it. Well, why not? I don't know why not. Well, then I'm doing it, you know, which right. got us in trouble. Now it's like Linda says, I don't feel good about it. It's like, well, I trust that. We don't know the answer yet. And it kind of comes back to what you said, is that maybe she's got an unnatural fear, or there's something mm-hmm. going on of the enemy, or it really is the Holy Spirit. See, from my position, what do I care? What do I want to know? I want to get to the mm-hmm. to the truth of it. So, okay, I trust that. I'm not going to act. Let's process it together. Mm-hmm. And you go talk to God. I'll go talk to God. We'll process together, and we'll know mm-hmm. that we know eventually God's way, if we both have a heart to go. And
right.
So it's a beautiful thing. He said, you know, let the operation of your heart really operate here, and let the Holy Spirit do it. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful verse, as he said, do you have uncomfortableness going on in your own heart? Then pay attention. And as Kathy gave us reminder, we don't even know the source of it sometimes, which we have to pursue, but you'll let us know, and you'll show us, and we'll resolve it. And we can trust it with the unity of the Spirit with us and another person, or not, yes, in our inner circle. And actually, you actually enjoy the relationship of all this. So even when Peter was saying this, you actually still enjoyed it, because it was a great opportunity to teach him and the disciples a simple truth that you enjoy giving. And so we just pray that we'll live that way, and that your heart toward us is just to walk into truth and know the difference between error and truth, and that you use our hearts, and you use the checking of our hearts, and you use others to help us, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we would love to talk about them. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you next time.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.